You're listening to SBS News.
A political dynasty in the United States shook when both George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara Bush died this year. George H.W. Bush was the 41st President of the United States and is survived by his son and namesake, also a former US President, George W. Bush.
A diplomat of unmatched skill, a commander-in-chief of formidable accomplishment, and a gentleman who executed the duties of his office with dignity and honor. The best father a son or daughter could have.
The late Barbara Bush had made it her mission to improve children's education and women's health, and America loved her, according to historian Carl Anthony.
Barbara Bush was an enormously popular first lady. I think, in large part, her popularity derived from her naturalness.
With multiple familial ties to US presidents, her signature snow white hair became a common sight at the White House.
I had trouble when I was married to the president. And now to see that same fella that I used to drive around in Little League carpools and I used to yell at to please pick up his room, to see him as president, is truly amazing.
Also departing was Republican Senator John McCain after a battle with brain cancer. A man dedicated to public service. He was a fighter pilot in the US Army before becoming involved in politics. He was remembered by many for his honourable nature, at one point defending Barack Obama, his Democrat rival for president in 2008.
He's an Arab. He is not...
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues.
After brain surgery, he even made it out of hospital to vote down a bill in the Senate that would have seen Obama's Affordable Care Act changed by the Trump administration. Fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham praised him for his bold actions.
He is loyal to his friends. He loves his country. And if he has to stand up to his party for his country, so be it. He would die for this country. I love him to death.
The first black African Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan, also died this year at the age of 80. As UN leader, he witnessed the world-changing 9/11 terror attacks, saying one of his biggest regrets was not preventing the Iraq War. He promoted pacifism and non-aggressive solutions to solving world problems and was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his humanitarian efforts.
There are times when you have to raise your voice, and there are times when I have had to, but generally I can get results without shouting.
Christ can change your life. He can forgive your sins. He can make you a new person.
Influential Christian preacher Billy Graham also departed in 2018. He'd inspired millions of people across the decades all over the world and provided private advice to US political figures, including Hillary Clinton and her husband Bill.
He is one of the people who made a real difference to me personally. He was someone who could understand both Bill and me.
And he just talked to me. And what he wanted me to know was that the Christ he believed in was a God of second chances.
A giant in the world of science, Stephen Hawking left this year, decades after he was diagnosed with a form of motor neuron disease and given just years to live.
I am damned if I'm going to die before I have unraveled more about the universe. I think my survival against the odds must have something to do with my commitment to science.
Australian golf lost a sporting great in Jared Lyle. He was only 36 when he lost his long battle with cancer, and his passing was remarked on by then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
He overcame a dreadful disease, he overcame cancer, he continued to play, he became a champion.
The founder of Clean Up Australia Day, Ian Kiernan, also died this year.
On Sunday, January 8, head to your favourite harbour spot, and together we'll give the harbour a real clean-up.
With co-founder and friend Kim McKay, he dedicated the last three decades of his life to combating pollution, inspiring a national and then global movement.
And I think that authenticity of care is what's going to be remembered, and the fact that he taught us that we could make a difference.
finally, the death of Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, devastated music lovers. She was an icon in soul music and inspired people the world over, like this man at her funeral.
Aretha Franklin's music and life showed the growth and empowerment of blacks in America. She was our soundtrack.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.